Hello, friends. This is David Robert Jones and the Awaken Engage podcast. Today's episode, a memorial and a note about grief. For the past 5 years, May 23rd has been a bittersweet day. It marks the day one of my closest friends and companions unexpectedly passed away at the age of 37. While not biologically related, Kevin Lyons was my brother from the moment we met. And as the years went on, our relationship weathered the storms of distance and grew into a steady and welcoming place for both of us, a beautiful tree in the garden of our lives. So May 23rd brings with it the tears brought on by the rather severe kind of distance that we experience when a loved one passes on. That extreme distance where you cannot give that missing part of you a physical hug, or call them on the phone, or go see them. The distance that is naturally confusing and bewildering. There is a kind of lostness. And yet, I can say with full experiential confidence that Kev is not gone. He didn't vanish or disappear. I have felt his presence. I've welcomed him in my dreams and in that awake, not awake state of being that comes in the early morning hours. I've heard his voice. I've been taught and exhorted and encouraged by his still present wisdom. He isn't gone. No, his body I cannot find to embrace. That remains a bitter pill, that there is no place where his physical presence can be found. To this day, when I visit Southern California, I still find myself spending time going to the places where he lived, the places we hung out, our favorite places to eat, the boardwalk where we had so many significant conversations. I guess I just have to make sure he's not there. But even though he is not there, he is not gone. This past February, when I was in California, I was riding my bike along our favorite boardwalk. I felt him next to me. I could see and feel his smile. I could hear his laughter. And then he told me, "Let go, Dave. Life is better than you ever imagined. Just let go." Let go of trying to please others. Let go of feelings of insecurity. Let go of the fear of failure. Let go of the fear of looking like a fool. Let go of holding on. He is still with us. He's still teaching. Now, I can't explain it. I can't prove it. I can't give you logical reasons, but I know it to be so. I might be a little crazy for some. I'm okay with that. From my earliest moments I can remember, life has been charged and enlivened and illuminated by the unseen. It's just the way it is. For me. Not only did Kev make deep impressions in the lives of the people lucky enough to know him. Not only does he live on through those lives that he touched, but he lives on. And that to me is where the sweetness in all of this resides. And I will continue to live on and let go. Not to impress or please Kev, but because it is the wisdom of those who see life for what it really is and want the rest of us to engage with it as deeply and freely and extravagantly and compassionately and graciously and daringly and lovingly as we can. Kev and I did a lot of dreaming, and we fully believe that we were destined to do something great together in our lifetime. And while this is not what we had imagined when we were in our 20s and 30s, I think we're still going to make a run for it. Why not? Time to let go a little more. Life is just beginning. Or, as Hafiz says, much better than I can. If this world was not held in God's bucket, how could an ocean stand upside down on its head and never lose a drop? If your life was not contained in God's cup, how could you be so brave and laugh? Dance in the face of death. Hafiz, there's a private chamber in the soul that knows a great secret of which no tongue can speak. Your existence, my dear, O love, my dear, has been sealed and marked too sacred, by the beloved to ever end. Indeed, God has written 1,000 promises all over your heart that say, life, life, life is far too sacred to ever end. May you have a wonder-filled day today, fully present and fully alive.